A new watchdog report criticizes the job police are doing here in the North. The Civilian Review and Complaints Commission for the RCMP says police officers are not properly following policy, that they don't gather sufficient details in a quarter of reports about missing women and girls, and that they are more likely to take an intoxicating Indigenous person to jail than an intoxicated white person. And that strip searches are not being conducted appropriately. Stuart Phillip is Grand Chief of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, and we've reached him with reaction to this story this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot in this report. What were your thoughts as you read through the findings?
Well, clearly there are serious issues within the RCMP organization that certainly Indigenous people have been painfully aware of for decades.
Was any of this a surprise to you, these findings?
No, absolutely not. Again, we're very familiar with the abysmal relationship that exists between the RCMP and Indigenous people. The report reveals the systemic racism that permeates the RCMP. And I would just like to point out that within the RCMP itself, last fall, there was the very tearful apology on Commissioner Paulson's behalf in regard to a series of class action lawsuits that were brought forward by literally hundreds of female RCMP officers that are either active or served previously, Janet Merlot, Linda Davidson, Catherine Galliford, for instance. So clearly there are serious issues of human rights violations, racist attitudes within the ranks of the RCMP that were responsible for that internal class action lawsuit. So,
Grand Chief Phillip, allow me to interrupt. We should say that some of the findings in this report, the numbers are from 2008 to 2012. It's 5 years later, 2017. Why are these numbers still relevant?
Well, you know, the thing that we need to be mindful of is it took forever and a day for the RCMP to respond to the Human Rights Watch investigation, the BC Civil Liberties study of policing in the northern communities, and it's just unacceptable that the RCMP carries such a dismissive attitude towards groups that are challenging the practices on the part of some of their officers in regard to Indigenous women and girls, being very dismissive and just absolutely racist in regard to complaints that are brought forward.
How much of this is about racism as opposed to a lack of resources for RCMP in the North?
Well, I think it's, what underlies what has precipitated these reports to begin with is the systemic racism that exists within the RCMP, particularly in northern communities. And I don't think it's a function of lack of policing resources as much as that deeply entrenched racism that exists within the RCMP vis-a-vis Indigenous peoples. And that's evident right across this country. There's been so many inquiries and challenges to the RCMP in that regard, but it seems to be so deeply steeped in that paramilitary history of the RCMP that we're having a terrible time weeding out these people that carry these racist views.
So how do you move forward? How do you build a better relationship?
Well, I think that, these reports that were carried forward by the Human Rights Watch and BC Civil Liberties and certainly the Indigenous leadership, the women's organizations have done a commendable job on bringing this to the attention of the general public on a consistent basis. And now we have a $100 million settlement with respect to those hundreds of female officers within the RCMP.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a you know, it's a very frustrating process to bring this organization into the into these times. There's actually been calls to disband the RCMP as a consequence.
Would you suggest that?
Well, I think it's been, discussed. There was a serious discussion about British Columbia looking towards a provincial police force that is more accountable to the citizens of British Columbia as opposed to a national police force that has this arrogant sense that they're above the law and are not accountable. And, I think we should have a very close look at a provincial police force.
How would you say a report like this, condemning the RCMP on a number of different elements, how does that, though, widen the gap of trust between RCMP and Indigenous communities?
Well, it certainly, it certainly reveals the issues and the problems that exist. Again, Indigenous people live with this reality on a day-to-day basis and are so familiar with the arrogant racist attitudes on the part of the RCMP. It's very difficult to know and understand that the RCMP are not trusted. They're in many ways not welcome in our communities because of this conduct. And, that needs to change. The pressure needs to be brought to bear. The RCMP needs to be held fully accountable. The response from the RCMP did not acknowledge the systemic racism, the sexist attitudes, and the dismissiveness towards reports of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And again, that's absolutely unacceptable.
Well, we hope to have comments from the RCMP in the wake of this report. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, thanks for sharing your thoughts today.
Thank you.
Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs. We reached him by phone this morning.